Hey, and welcome to Heat's We're Obsessed With podcast. So this is where a group of us from Heat get together to discuss the stories that we are currently obsessed with. We cover everything from celebrity gossip to pop culture updates. It comes out weekly every Friday. For more celebrity gossip, the magazine is out now. Heat Radio is on 24/7, and you can go to heatworld.com for breaking news. I'm Jo.
And I'm Ruby from Heat World.
And I'm Ellie.
And we're about to discuss Who Bit Beyonce?
Hashtag Who Bit Beyonce.
This is my favourite story of the
year so far.
It's Bytegate, you know.
Bytegate.
I love it.
It just seemed to come out of nowhere. And it happened a while back, didn't it? It happened in December.
Yes.
And then, who was it? Tiffany Haddish from... Girls Trip, the film.
Yeah. And she's a comedian who. I never knew who Tiffany Haddish was until Girls Trip.
Yeah.
And then off the back of that film, she's suddenly become this huge star.
Yeah.
But clearly, she's very good friends with Beyonce.
She's in the crew.
She's in the inner circle
crew.
But why is it just coming out now?
Well, she did an interview with GQ.
Yeah.
And obviously, it gets published a bit later on and it's come out. And she said that an unnamed actress, bit Beyonce.
Mm. But how would anyone get on the cheek?
Yeah. So they had a conversation at the bar.
Yeah.
And Tiffany said to her, "Did she just bite you?" And Beyonce was saying, "Yeah, that bitch is on drugs." And then Tiffany Haddish said something like, "I'm going to knock her out."
Yeah, yeah.
And Beyonce went, "No, chill. She's not normally like that. Bitch is on drugs."
That's so funny. The thing is, I can almost kind of imagine that conversation happening, can't you?
Too.
Like Beyonce's voice. Yeah. Be like, "Just chill. Like, it's fine.
She's not even drugs.
I read online, it says, and quote, "It was playful and non-invasive."
Okay. Like a friendly cheek bite.
A little playful bite.
I think this definitely happened. Things like that.
Yeah.
Things like that happen at parties where there's a lot of alcohol, possibly some drugs.
Some illegal substances.
You get carried away.
Yeah.
I may or may not have done something like that.
I'm sure
back in the day. Kissed one of my friends, you know, like, I mean, kissing, biting, what? But who is it? That is the big question.
That is what has
Twitter alive.
Yeah.
And we still don't know the answer.
We don't know. People have been asking Chrissy Teigen, because she says she knows, but she doesn't want to say anything. She doesn't want to get into any more trouble than she's already in.
Because she's been stirring
up. If we carry on, you know, messaging her, maybe she'll break.
Yeah, well, you think that's what we should do?
Well, she's been on Twitter, isn't she? And she likes to stir the pot a bit.
Oh, she loves it.
So I think, there's potential for her to spill. But then people are saying they already know who it is. They're saying that it's Sarah Foster, who's...
I don't know who that is.
No, I think she's like an American actress. I had to Google it because I don't know who this person is. And she was in 90210.
Okay.
So she's kind of like an American, like, C-lister kind of soapy actress, I think.
And is she the one that's fallen out with Jennifer Lawrence?
Oh, I don't know.
One of them. So there's Sanaa Lathan or Lathan.
Yeah.
Or whoever, I don't know who she is.
I'm not sure.
Either. They look a little bit... promiscuous.
Yeah.
Like, maybe. Sound like such an old fuddy duddy there,
maybe.
But they do look a little bit like
on the wild side.
Out there.
Yeah.
But they've put on Instagram like a picture or something saying that they didn't do it.
It wasn't us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was not us.
Lena Dunham.
She's been accused. I think it's gonna be like everyone in Hollywood is gonna checklist, like, it wasn't me.
I know.
When I looked
hilarious.
At the guest list, it was like Rihanna. It was Rihanna.
I know. Imagine it was Rihanna.
Well, because Chrissy Teigen's gone, it surprised her to find out who it actually is. She did not expect it to be that person.
I
feel like if it was Rihanna, I feel like I would be happy about it.
I feel like Rihanna's the kind of person would own up and be like, guys, it was me. It was me, bitches.
Yeah,
literally,
totally.
She's like that. She's quite funny. So I'm not sure, maybe not Rihanna.
The mystery continues.
It might be someone like completely straight-laced that you wouldn't even think goes out or parties or anything like that.
There's just so many questions.
And this
all comes down to the fact that Beyonce doesn't do any interviews,
talks
to no one, says nothing. So when something like this comes out, it becomes headline news.
It's huge, isn't it? Yeah.
It's huge.
It's massive.
She's not said anything as per.
No.
Not mentioned it, not referred for it.
One of those films that she did, the interview film. Do you remember she did that a while ago when she, like, her one interview was like filmed and she answered all those questions?
Yeah, but I didn't even think that was very interesting. That was not
it was
the
big, it was bigged up, but it wasn't.
She didn't really say anything about, you know, the whole Jay-Z and cheating thing as well.
I know.
She kind of kept
they've always dodged
below.
That, haven't they?
Yeah, they just sing about it.
Yeah, they do. And they've got another tour.
They're dining out on it.
They've got two tours out of that, so.
They're making a few billion dollars off the back of that story. They're very clever, those two.
Are.
Oh,
very
clever. They know.
Talking about kind of playing the media game, we've had an announcement this week, and it is super happy that Declan Donnelly's going to become a dad.
So exciting.
With his wife, Ali, which is lovely, but very well-timed, given what the other headline news about.
A bit of a nice distraction, I think, from some of the more negative press about Ant and Dec going
I think it's, you know, I think it's great news, but I think it's sad that it's happened at this time because, you know, I think maybe it's just happened. Like, you can't plan.
No, but you can plan when you're going to announce it. Mm. And they might have been pushed out a little bit sooner maybe than they were planning to.
They maybe wouldn't have announced it.
Yeah, it might have just been...
Knowing those two, they were a pretty private couple.
That's true.
They probably wouldn't have said, hey, guys, we're having a baby. Yeah. And, you know, she would maybe have avoided pap shots. And then we wouldn't have known until maybe right up until them having a baby that she was going to have a baby.
It's because he was pulled into crisis talks, wasn't he, about how to manage the Ant situation on, like, TV.
Yeah.
So maybe it was, like, a crisis talk. Quick,
I feel like it's not fully distracted everyone from Ant, though. No. I feel like he's the top...
For me, it just made me think, I wonder whether this was why Ant went on a bit of a bender that night, because he wanted to have kids desperately with his wife, Lisa, ex-wife Lisa.
Yeah.
And I just wonder whether that's kind of maybe hit him hard.
Maybe, Because he's still recovering from everything that happened in the summer, I think, and to get like maybe a bit of a big blow like that. Could send
I mean, we can't say too much, but no. I mean, Ruby is, because we're over like on the radio side of things. You're at Heat World. You've obviously, you know, Heat Magazine, and we get together sometimes, but not all the time. Mm. Is The Office alive with talk about Ant? And this is like a tip of an iceberg type thing.
Yeah, I think it kind of it peaks. Everyone's talking about, oh my God, like it's happened again. Blah, blah, blah. I was actually away on holiday skiing, blissfully unaware of the whole situation, and then I came back and I was like, oh my God, Ant had a bit of another meltdown.
Mm.
Crash the car, and then kind of die down again. People kind of don't talk about it. I think other things happen. The Kardashians do something and get distracted, and then next thing it's like Dec's having a baby, everyone's talking about it again. And then Lisa liked the announcement tweet that Dec put out, so it's kind of like, oh, they're obviously like aware of it going on. She hasn't done like a statement or anything about it or like tweeted them, but it's like it's kind of the passive, like, oh, I know this is happening, like congratulations.
But what do we think the future for Ant and Dec?
A celebrity being kind of the getting cut off? That's what
I don't know if that's official.
No,
it's not official, but it's one of the tabloid rumours that.
Yeah. I think he'll do the thing again where, you know, he did nothing and then he did his big return for I'm a Celebrity.
Yeah.
I think he'll do the same thing again. They're not going to do like their shows that they've had planned or whatever. He's going to not do Saturday Night Takeaway, and then he'll come back recovered, rejuvenated for I'm a Celebrity, and then probably go off the rails again when that finishes.
Yeah, I mean, he'll have to. I mean, I just wonder whether he can fully come back. But it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
It could have been a lot worse.
It is a shame, though, as well, at the same time.
Yeah, you just don't know what you don't know what goes on, do you? What the pressure that these guys face. He's been on TV since he was a kid. Yeah. And his marriage broke up. Happy news, though.
More baby news.
Chloe Greene is having a baby with the hot fella.
I love this story.
Her mum and dad must be so happy.
Oh, yeah.
He's so yummy.
Proud.
I think he's gorgeous.
He is.
I liked him when he was in prison. And there was that whole thing of, like, who is this guy? And I'm like, he is hot.
Yeah.
But now...
When he was just a picture.
When he was just a picture and it was just a really great story. That,
a meme.
That he's become a model off the back of it.
Yeah.
But since then, I just think he's a scumbag.
I agree. I think he's absolutely, like, dining out on this Chloe Greene yacht lifestyle, and he's taken to it like a duck to water.
Of course. Wouldn't anyone, though?
You know? I don't know. There's ways of going about it, I feel. And then he just left his wife.
And kid.
And kid.
And stepkids. Who treated him as a dad.
Yeah.
And, just was like, see you later.
Got a better offer.
hasn't spoken to her since.
No.
Going to go on the yacht.
She's
good.
Devastated.
Yeah.
And how he's living the life of the rich and famous.
Literally.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think Philip Green's too happy about it. I think he's made a few comments about the whole situation before.
Yeah, he's not wanted to say anything.
Yeah.
So when this was announced, someone in the office went, he so pierced all the condoms. This is definitely his life is now made.
Yeah, it has.
But I then said, yeah, but she so wanted that to happen too, because think about how beautiful that baby's going to be.
And, oh, yes.
And, you know, I don't know Chloe Greene, but I would imagine she's pretty shallow. So having a beautiful baby would be top of her list.
You can imagine her trying
to
sort of get a TV modelling contract for the baby, maybe like a reality TV show following them, getting the modelling. totally. Contract. You can see it, can't you?
That like, baby will be the model that she's always wanted to be, but has never really
unfortunately,
quite made it.
Hadn't made it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I am strangely attracted and addicted to, like, reading stories. And I follow him on Instagram because his Insta stories are full of them two together on the ski slopes, them at the Balenciaga party, and
living
living that life.
Yeah.
No, that is funny.
No, not. I mean, I will be interested to see how long they stay together.
So will I. And I definitely think there'll be a reality TV show in this baby, like the Mummy Diaries, Chloe Greene yacht edition.
I feel like it's tacky, happening. Isn't it?
It is, but it's so predictable as well. I feel like you can just see him churning it out, can't you?
But Chloe Greene is really quite... I mean, she doesn't need to do any of these things.
No, but she did when she was on Main Chelsea, do you remember? Back
yes,
in the day.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. She does stuff like that. Like you say, so she probably will do a reality TV series.
Yeah, I think she might do.
Yum. And Dawson's Creek's coming back. I don't know if I'm that excited about
I'm
this.
I'm going to have to tap out here. I don't know anything about it.
So I used to watch Dawson's Creek
when it came out. Oh, so wow. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm a bit older, so I did actually definitely watch it religiously every weekend.
Yeah.
And I did love Dawson's Creek and Joey, and it's interesting to kind of see where they all are now, because they did a photo shoot, didn't they, for Entertainment Weekly?
Yeah.
So they're all lined up, Katie Holmes and James Van Der Beek. Joshua Jackson, he's my favourite, I've got his name then. And Michelle Williams. It's amazing to see where they are now. They're all very successful.
Big stars.
But I think it's a bit... Yeah, I can't believe they're all getting...
Do you think they'll do more episodes?
Well, they said there's not going to be, like, a revival series, didn't they? Because that's kind of the theme at the moment, the trend of, like, all these shows getting, like... Well, there's a Dallas one, there was 90210 a few years ago. Yeah. And Will and Grace came back. So I think it's kind of like a theme at the moment to, like, push out these, like, old noughties and 90s TV shows.
And they're still desperate for Friends to come back,
aren't
everyone,
they? Like, every day there's a talk about... Well, we put a story up about Joey... Tribbiani, what's his real name in real life? Matt LeBlanc.
Yeah.
Was like ruled out completely, and everyone's like, oh no, gutted. So people are still clinging on to it.
Because every now and then someone says something that you think it actually might be possible.
People latch on. People will they'll tease the press, like, never say never. Yeah. And then people like hook
you
onto
see,
that.
Yeah, you see something online and you're like, it's back, and then it's not.
Yeah, I know. I'm not sure, I don't know. I'm not sure I really want to see it because it was great in its time. I would watch Friends.
A remake of Friends.
But I think a remake of Dawson's Creek, I don't think they need to do it.
I'm intrigued because I think I'll be coming in as a new viewer. I'd like to see what I actually would.
Well, I would recommend... Yeah. Where can you watch all of the old...
I'm sure.
You can.
A way.
I think
where
you can.
A rule,
you'll find
a way.
Them somewhere.
Well, I think it's on...
Channel 4.
Yeah. Oh, really? Okay, well, that's my evening sorted tonight then.
Yeah, and let us know when we do the next podcast
we'll
what you thought
we'll
of it.
Do a recap.
Because it was really good. But I wonder whether it would look really dated now.
That's the thing.
Yeah, but
that's
those 90s sort of series, they're really great. I find them really fun.
It's very a la mode, isn't it? 90s fashion as well. Grainy pictures on Instagram. Yeah.
Yeah, they love it.
I'd recommend you both watch it. Final story of this week, and kind of it is one of those big stories. I'm a bit meh about this one, to be honest. Caroline Flack has split up with CBBS's Andrew Brady. I mean, he was with her because she was famous, and she was
definitely.
With him because he was pretty
and young.
Yeah. And young,
yeah.
And that's her type.
It is.
I know. I love her, but I just want a nice man for her. I feel like she keeps picking these young, you know,
pretty boys.
Yeah. Celebrity men.
That are all on the PA circuit, all going out to nightclubs, aren't they, when there's girls throwing themselves at
them. Yeah, and apparently every time he was at a house, the paps were there every time.
Yeah.
So you could kind of tell what was going on, why he wanted to be with
her. She does pick them, doesn't she?
She does. I mean, I like Caroline Flack.
So do I. I think she's
great.
I think
presenter.
She's brilliant.
And I love the way she dresses. I think her style
she always looks really
awesome.
Nice. Always.
I don't care if she's going out with, to be honest.
I don't, but I feel like this... She hadn't been public with a boyfriend or somebody for a long time. And then she did all over Christmas, in the snow in March, she did all these lovely pictures of him. And then 2 weeks later, it's kind of like... over.
Yeah.
It's like a 2 month
relationship. And then they went to the zoo, did a few Instagram stories as well, trying to prove
like,
it was okay.
It's almost like she took this as like her first kind of public relationship again. Mm. And it's kind of come crashing back down today. But then I saw she did a tweet today. Someone basically, a paper or someone wrote a story about, Caroline needs to avoid toy boys. Mm. And she'd hit back being like, how about people just mind their own business? Like, don't need to take advice from anyone. So I think she's kind of a bit sick of hearing people being like, oh, you don't pick the right guys. Because no one really, when you've broken up with someone, no one wants to hear, told
well,
you
can
so.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
I mean, you're feeling pretty low anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
A little bit rubbish. Yeah. And then you've got all over the internet and newspapers and everything saying, oh, unlucky in love again.
Yeah.
Pick the wrong guy.
Awful, well, they've removed each other. Off social media as well.
Block.
She's unfollowed him.
Oh.
Off Instagram, you know, the classic end of relationship.
Delete all the
see
pictures.
You later, don't want to see you.
Delete the evidence.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't believe that, just a completely different relationship, but when Zayn and Gigi split up, he immediately unfollowed her and all her family.
Yeah.
But they released a statement to say, oh, it's
amicable.
It's amicable.
Yeah.
So why would you immediately unfollow? That's,
I don't know.
That's a statement, though.
Everyone just does it, and I don't know why.
I can't. I don't think I can. I like to know what's going on. Mm. So, like, when I broke up with my boyfriend, I was just looking constantly, like, stalking, because I just need to know what's happening. I don't want to, like, cut off.
Yeah.
But I don't know, maybe they have to do it like a
maybe
make
if you
a
don't
statement.
Want to see them, you can hide them off your Instagram.
You can always hide
and then
it.
Have a cheeky stalk, but you're still following them.
Or make a fake Instagram account.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah, I mean, I've been known to do that.
You haven't.
I've had a little flick through.
You have not.
Yeah,
what's the names?
Oh, no, I'm not giving away my secrets. You never know who's listening.
But surely that drives you even more mad,
yeah,
doesn't
it? Yeah, it does. And then eventually you kind of feel like, okay, enough now.
Yeah,
detox,
delete,
like, lock my phone away, delete all the accounts.
Yeah.
But yeah.
We're all a slave to the Black Mirror,
we are.
Aren't we?
No, we genuinely are.
I mean, that's a whole new podcast,
yeah, that
isn't
is
it?
A separate...
We should all come off these... like, to be honest, we waste far too much time, drive ourselves mad into slight depression sometimes just because we're, like, obsessing over what's going on in someone else's life.
And then that's always a fake image of what's actually happening,
totally.
Isn't it? It's completely constructed.
You just find yourself scrolling and scrolling, then you're like, what am I looking?
That'll be the next podcast.
That will. Yeah, this one's got a bit deep.
It's got
it?
A little bit deep. Well, let's
celebrity gossip.
Let's wrap it up. This is the We're Obsessed With podcast from Heat. It comes out weekly every Friday. For more showbiz gossip, the magazine's out now. You can go to Heat Radio for gossip 24/7 and heatworld.com for all the breaking news. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Bye.